It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
No, no, no. Don't listen to them. Do not listen to anyone suggesting that you settle down. Good morning to you. Good Sunday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday normally, but we're doing a couple extras over the weekend for obvious reasons. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. The NFL draft was completed yesterday. The Steelers class was rounded out with Mason McCormick, a guard out of South Dakota State, Logan Lee, a defensive lineman out of Iowa, really a defensive end, and Ryan Watts, another in what seems to be an endless line of intriguing late-round cornerbacks, Watts coming from Texas. And the general sentiment when this was done, look, it wasn't going to change much from what it was the previous night when the class is really set. But man, the positive vibes were coming from all over. And I don't just mean on the South side, although everybody on the South side sounded pretty happy. This was Omar Khan sounding at least as happy as he can.
Very pleased how the weekend turned out for us. We addressed some needs, but really got some high character guys and some players that we think are going to help us not only this year, but in the future, and are going to be great parts of this community.
This, in turn, was Mike Tomlin.
Obviously, this weekend will be defined over the next 4 to 5 years with the quality of play of this collective. But in terms of how we feel today, it's about preparedness. It's about options and feeling good about what we did as a process to provide good, clean decision making.
But elsewhere, there were grades coming in, ranking of the individual classes, team by team, who did the best, who did the worst. And on almost every one of them, the Steelers were either top five or in a couple of cases, number one. The survey that I appreciated the most was one that was based really on math more than anything else. It took all the analysis out of it and basically boiled down to just saying where these prospects had been rated before the draft, where they ended up getting chosen relative to their value, and that comes up with some kind of formula, and the Steelers ended up at number three. Like, okay, I mean, number three sounds good. It also doesn't matter. Like, it's nice. You welcome hearing it. But when you look at the approach that went into this draft, something I was talking about with you yesterday, the patience that was shown, the plan that was so plainly laid out, and the way that Tomlin and Khan and Andy Weidel and everybody else just said, you know what? We have enough of this type of player. Just wait. Just wait. And that player would make it to them. Sure, there's luck involved. There has to be luck involved. Especially when, you know, a Troy Faletanu drops to you. Or for that matter, taking this lower in the class, Peyton Wilson. There's people that saw Wilson as the best linebacker and will still insist that he's the best linebacker of anyone in the draft. Now, he's got the lack of ACL issue in one of his knees, but winding up as the Steelers' fourth pick when they have that kind of need at that position, yeah, there's some luck in there. But the temptation can be so great, you would imagine, for these executives that you're looking at Wilson there, and again, I'm talking about Peyton Wilson here, not Roman Wilson, the wide receiver taken right before him. And you're saying, we're just, somebody else is going to get him. Somebody else is going to get him. Can we just move up? Can we just give them our sixth or something? And just, can we just move up? And they never did it. They never did it. There wasn't a trade. There wasn't one up. There wasn't one down. And yet they still got their guys. We think, we believe that they got their guys. But here's something I'm going to throw into this conversation somewhat parenthetically. The only way you're feeling really, really, really good by sitting there and waiting is if you have a plan B to go along with your plan A. It's one thing to make a plan. It's another one to have things aligned for you. There were a couple of cases where it's pretty clear from some of the dialogue that Khan and Tomlin were having with reporters that the first two picks, especially with Faletanu and then with Zach Frazier, the center out of West Virginia, they were going to be ripping their fingernails off. They were going to be going nuts because there wasn't going to be a plan B. Not at offensive tackle, not at center, not at those levels, meaning first round, second round. Faletanu was already the sixth offensive tackle off the board. Frazier was going to be picked just six slots after Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon went to the Raiders. And you weren't going to be able to hit those very neatly afterward. So, you know, give the full marks here. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. If you prepare this much, this was a point that Tomlin was making a lot over the weekend, you should feel confident in your process. You should feel confident in what you're doing at the table. But that doesn't mean everything goes your way. You know, if the Rams say, hey, what about this Faletanu? We like this one. And they take him. You're doing what then? What are you going for after that? You getting one of those corners? You're not going to reach for a center, are you? Maybe. But then you would have taken Powers Johnson well before Powers Johnson eventually went. Do you trade down in that scenario? I don't know. But it's over. It's over. And they did it. And it went extremely well. When we come back, J1Q.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back. It's time for J1Q. And before I get to any of that, I have to point out, you guys are funny. When you get giddy about something, you get really giddy. And that's the state of the nation right now. And that's nation with a capital N. I'd like to think I've developed a pretty good sense for this sort of thing. And giddiness is the proper terminology here. Everybody had, for themselves, a checklist they'd hoped that the Steelers would be able to achieve. Everybody had some kind of mock draft, either of their own or one of the billions that goes out there. And truth be told, as I'm speaking with you right now, there isn't a mock out there that anyone would have loved more than the reality. This one would have been one of those that you laugh off like your buddy does it. And you go, get out of here. You're not getting Peyton Wilson in the fourth. You're not getting Roman Wilson in the third round. You're not getting Zach Frazier where you got him in a second round. Heck, you can go right to the top. Go look at the final mocks that the experts of experts put forth the day before the first round, and find where Troy Fautanu was. You will not find him at all anywhere as low as 20th. But anyway, this isn't my segment. This is yours. And what I have here comes from Shay, and she asks, DK, how about we give Andy Weidel a lot of the credit here? Andy and Omar Khan are a dream team of front office staff members. Yeah, this is the giddy that I'm talking about. There's a bunch of these that came. Brandon says, yes, DK, great value picks. They weren't mine, Brandon, but I happen to agree with you. They did really, really well. Terry says, great tackle and center. Color me very happy. Jerry says, gotta love it, DK. Got that wide receiver. Roman Wilson is a great route runner. They're all great picks. Joshua Dobbs says, it feels like a dream. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. There's a lot of times in this role on this end where all I'm dealing with is the end of civilization as we know it, and everything is just so bad. FT says, this is better than any mock draft that came out. Yeah. Yep. Mentioned that in the last segment. It's just that way. I have this for you, Shay, to go to what you brought up about Weidel. You're going to see, hear, and read a lot about the Weidel impact and influence, not just on the picks themselves, but also on the overall mindset. The whole getting bigger, getting tougher, getting meaner, shoving people backward, asserting ourselves, feeling good about the people we're riding the bus with on the way to the stadium. That's not my line. That's his. And it's going to be deserved. You're also going to see, hear, and read, undoubtedly, after this, all kinds of suggestions about how Weidel should become a National Football League general manager, and he should, and he will. Probably won't be in Pittsburgh, but he's going to get lost. And you know what? That's okay. When we talk about, and we sure talk about it a lot, Mike Tomlin's coaching tree, what you have to even plant the first seed of a coaching tree is people that other teams would want. And the Steelers for way, way, way too long were more concerned with just keeping who they have, and everybody's a Steeler for life and Steeler for life, Steeler for life. Just get the best people. Get the best people. Let it go where it goes from there, but get the best people. Weidel came from the Philadelphia organization. He's obviously got Mount Lebanon upbringing. He's a Pittsburgh guy, but he came from the Eagles. And everyone who loves this beautiful game can attest as to how the Eagles did it, why they did it the way they did, and how successful they've been. They've won a Super Bowl. They've been to another one. They're good at this. And they're largely good at this because of who they had down in the trenches. Weidel not only believed, and believes to this day, in that concept, he knows how to find them. Now, how much was he involved? And that's what everybody's going to be asking, I'm sure, now for weeks, if not months to come. How much of this was Weidel, and how much of this was Kahn, and how much of this was Tomlin, and how much of this were the scouts? The correct answer to this, the only answer to this, and it's going to be the only one I offer, is we will never know. That's just not how this particular franchise operates. They're going to say it's a collective process. All ideas are good ideas. We listen to everybody and everything else. But what you're going to have at the end of the day is a collective where both nobody can take credit and at the same time, everybody can take credit. You know, Tomlin brought up Mark Bruner, the former tight end. Former Pacific Northwest guy himself. Actually, he's still that. He's the Steelers scout who saw Fautanu more than anybody else. Tomlin mentioned him by his name. Now, that's possibly because he knew that everybody in that particular room that I'm sitting in there was going to know who that was, but there was some credit. Was Bruner the only one? Of course not. Of course not. It's a pretty prominent prospect. A lot of people are going to see him. But that's the way this stuff works. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody not just listening to Daily Shot of Steelers, these extra couple that we did over the weekend, but also continuing to send your stuff in and communicating. And we'll be back again with another one tomorrow. We're going to start getting a little bit more specific about this class and its immediate impacts on the roster. Thank you so much for listening.